Jim Packard with you on the Ideas Network. Glad to have you along as we talk about autographs and historic documents with Dan Rowe of Tamworth, New Hampshire, the owner of the Written Word Autographs. He specializes in a wide range of autographs and historical documents across many categories. You find out more at thewrittenwordautographs.com. And Dan Rowe, thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Well, Jim, thank you for inviting me. I'm pleased to be here.
You have been collecting autographs for something over 50 years. That must have started quite young.
You're very kind to say that. I did. You know, it was always a it was always a hobby, and I turned the hobby into a business, and have always had a great deal of enjoyment. You know, when you think about it, a celebrity or really any individual has three unique characteristics, I guess: their DNA, their fingerprints, and their handwriting. And none of us have those characteristics the same. So mm-hmm. Autograph collecting is pretty special, I think.
You became a dealer in 1995 and then started internet auctions 2 years ago.
That's correct.
Why the internet auction?
Well, we had been issuing fixed price catalogs when we began the business, and the hobby simply changed. I think it's been influenced a lot by eBay and other online auction houses, where people are more inclined to, in our hobby particularly, to buy material by auction rather than buying direct.
And you had an auction late in June, June 27th and 28th, and among the names and autographs offered for bidding were Neil Armstrong, George mm-hmm. Custer, Samuel Clemens, Walt Disney, and many others, at least 1,000 famous names. Where do you acquire this material?
Well, most of the material that we sell is on consignment from either other autograph dealers or customers of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the inventory are things that I have owned or have acquired.
As a collector for these many years?
That's correct. Right.
Dan Rowe is our guest. If you'd like to join in with a question about an autograph that you have or a historic document, you can call us at 800-642-1234. The email address is talk@wpr.org. I should ask you, Dan, did the market for collectible autographs tank like the stock market did last fall?
I don't think as dramatically as the stock market did, Jim. I mean, the reality is that the value of autographs over time has really not been influenced by the economy. You know, I often tell people if they had an option 10 years ago of acquiring 1,000 shares of stock in General Motors or an autograph letter signed by George Washington, they would have been far better off with the latter than the former.
Yes, that's true. That's been proved.
I don't necessarily think that people acquire autographs as a investment vehicle, but the reality is that they really haven't lost value over time.
Now, since people cannot expect the items in person during an internet auction, what guarantees do you provide that an item is as described?
Well, we guarantee everything that we sell unconditionally. It can be returned anytime within 60 days after the auction. If someone simply isn't happy with the item or they feel it isn't as described. And there's no time limit on anything for authenticity. We unconditionally warrant the authenticity of every autograph we sell.
Our guest is Dan Rowe. He's the owner of the Written Word Autographs. And we'll take some calls, and we'll start off with Kurt in Neenah. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've got a 1967... program from the Rex Mays Auto Race in Milwaukee, the IndyCar race,
mm-hmm.
and it's autographed by every driver that was in the race, guys like Dan Gurney and A.J. Foyt. I've put it on eBay a couple of times and have gotten absolutely no interest in it, and I was just wondering where would the expert suggest that I take something like that?
Well, Kurt, you know, particularly auto racing has a more limited level of interest from collectors. But the problem most people have when they try to sell themselves on eBay, buyers have become suspicious of eBay material because in reality there is a lot of forgeries and problems with items sold on eBay. So I think your best bet is to go through an autograph dealer.
Is there an autograph dealer's handbook or guidebook that you are aware of?
Well, there's a price guide, Jim, that's published. It's the Saunders price guide that gives kind of a broad estimate of values of autographs. You can also contact, if you go online, check the Universal Autograph Collectors Club, the UACC, and they have a list of registered dealers, and they show the specialties of those dealers. And there are a number that specialize in sports and particularly motor racing, and that might, Kurt, that might be a good place to start in order to find someone who might have interest in selling it for you.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And again, that was the Universal
Autograph Collectors Club. I think one would find them under UACC on the Internet.
All right. Kurt, thank you for the call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Rachel is next in Waukon, Iowa. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi. My husband likes to go to local auctions where he finds little interesting treasures that other people are getting rid of. And in one box, he found several autographs. And on one piece of paper is the three autographs of the three astronauts that yesterday was the 40th anniversary of.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you could tell me some kind of a value of what that might be.
Well, Rachel, if that's authentically signed by Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin, it's very valuable.
Right.
And I would guess in the range of $2,000 to $3,000, depending on the condition.
Wow.
Part of the problem is that the astronauts often use secretaries or machines to sign their names.
Right.
So, you know, you'd really have to have an expert look at it to determine if it was authentically signed. But interestingly enough, among living individuals, Neil Armstrong's autograph is the most rare and most desirable. He stopped signing autographs about 20 years ago.
Wow.
So what your husband found in this box may indeed be very valuable.
And how do I get it authenticated?
I would have an autograph dealer look at it.
Would that be you?
Or it could be me or anyone you might find. We just told a caller to check with the Universal Autograph Collectors Club, and
yeah,
they list registered dealers, and you can come up with a list of dealers there, and I'm sure any one of them would be happy to help you.
Okay. Is there a link on your site for that?
Yes, there is.
Okay, super.
All right, Rachel, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Now, let's talk about what are some examples of valuable finds that people have come up with, like Rachel's husband, like the book connected with Arctic explorer Adolphus Greeley.
Well, that was fun. You know, I live in New Hampshire, and Greeley had also in his retirement lived in New Hampshire. And an individual called me who had bought a small desk, and as it turns out, the desk had belonged to Greeley's daughter. And this fellow was refinishing the desk, and when he pulled out the center drawer, he found behind the drawer a small autograph book that had been kept by Greeley's daughter. And in the book, I mean, since Greeley was quite prominent, she had the signatures of everyone who her father was associated with during that the period of time when she was growing up. And
mm-hmm.
It was, you know, Theodore Roosevelt and William McKinley and just a host of prominent people of that time. But it's, you know, these kinds of stories are fun where someone finds a real treasure either at an auction in the bottom of a box or in the back of the drawer of an old desk.
Mm-hmm. We had the Antiques Roadshow through Madison a week and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And what has the roadshow done in terms of creating awareness of historic documents?
Well, I think it's done a real service because people are, you know, becoming conscious of the value of things that may have, you know, have historic import. And in reality, I mean, in everyone's attic or closet, there's something that some member of the family acquired at some point in time. And I think rather than simply toss them out, it's always good to see if there's any value.
I was given a note by Sarah Carroll, our on-air producer, that the Saunders Price Guide to Autographs, the world's leading autograph pricing authority, 6th edition, is in paperback, could be in your library, And UACC.org is the organization, which is the Universal Autograph Collectors Club. And they have that website going there. Founded in 1965, so it's been around for a while.
Well, it has. And, you know, they register dealers, and they also have a large number of collectors that are members of that association. So it's a, if you have any interest in autographs or in valuing autographs, it's a good resource.
Do you yourself still collect personally?
Well, not as much as I once did, you know. And once you become a dealer, I guess I could argue that, yeah, I collect, but only for a short period of time, you know, until I can resell.
Yeah, you want to have that period as short as possible.
Exactly right.
I suspect. What tips do you have for collecting historic papers or autographs?
Well, I guess preservation is the most important. You know, oftentimes I've seen documents that have been framed, and they're not archivally framed, you know, up to a museum quality, and they're put on the wall, and they're exposed to ultraviolet light, and they fade, and the paper deteriorates, and so forth. So if you have a document that's old and rare, it's always best to, if it's going to be framed, to have it framed professionally. And best of all, really not to have it posted on the wall, put it somewhere where it's not exposed to light.
And we'll continue talking with Dan Rowe of Tamworth, New Hampshire, owner of the Written Word Autographs. He specializes in a wide range of autographs and historic documents across many categories. And you can find out more by going to his website, thewrittenwordautographs.com. We'll pause and check up on the latest news, and we'll take your calls as well at 800-642-1234. The email address is talk@wpr.org. And if you'd like to go into the online community and talk there, you can as well by going to wpr.org. Go down to online community, go to Larry Mailer's picture, and you'll find half a dozen questions that you can answer. We'll have more with Dan Rowe right after the news. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Packard in for Larry Mailer on the Ideas Network, and happy to have you along with us as we talk about autographs and historic documents with Dan Rowe of Tamworth, New Hampshire, the owner of the Written Word Autographs. Specializes in a wide range of autographs and historic documents across many categories. The website is thewrittenwordautographs.com. And again, Dan, thanks for being with us today.
Well, you're welcome, Jim.
I was curious about when your next online auction will take place.
I'm working on an auction for early September.
And so people should just keep watching the website for more information on that?
I would hope that within the next 3 weeks we will have all of the material that we'll be offering in September posted to our website, and people can bid directly through our website, or the auction's conducted live on Live Auctioneers, which is a service that allows collectors to go online and bid during the auction itself.
Now, you just conducted your online auction late in June 27th, 28th, I believe. Will you be posting the results of that auction?
We will, in fact. That should be posted within the next 10 days.
Okay, so people can keep watching that and get some idea of what autographs or papers went for.
Exactly.
All right. We've got people on the line who are eager to talk to you. And I had there was a call that came in from a woman in Foxborough, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
She has an old edition of Through the Looking Glass. Recently looked at that book and found a letter from the Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army dated 19 December 1947. It was a thank you, and it was signed Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, wow.
She's wondering if it's worth anything. Not that she wants to get rid of it.
Well, you know, one of the most collectible areas is U.S. presidents. And Eisenhower, because he was both a military hero and president, commands a very high price. But like a lot of presidents and busy people, he had a lot of secretaries that signed his name.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's always wise to have someone who has some expertise take a look at it to authenticate it.
Okay. Let's go to the phones to Julie next in Manitowoc. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning. I have a never-used baseball autograph by Ted Williams. It says, to Julia, me, good luck. Ted Williams. It has a lot of sentimental value to me. Is this worth anything in the market?
Oh, of course. You know, another collectible is our Hall of Fame members, and Ted Williams, particularly in this part of the country, I'm in New England, is legendary here. But signed baseballs, particularly in new condition that are signed by Ted Williams, generally command from $250 to $500.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in very good condition. Thank you very, very much.
All right,
well, you're welcome.
Thanks very much for the call and for informing us about your treasure there. Stephanie in Menasha's next. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. I have two land certificates, one dated 1859 and signed by President James Buchanan, but it may not be authentic. It may be signed by a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
The other dated 1891. By Benjamin Harrison. I wondered if those certificates are worth anything and if those presidential signatures might be authentic.
Well, to answer your question, yes, they're worth something, but I'm afraid neither would have been signed by the president. During that period of time, presidents had secretaries who commonly signed land grants for them. So that diminishes the value a lot, but typically land grants, if they're in reasonably good condition, sell from $50 to $100, even with secretarial signatures.
Okay. Well, thanks for the information.
All right. Thank you very much. And if you'd like to join in, the number is 800-642-1234 as we talk with Dan Rowe, owner of the Written Word Autographs. We're talking about autographs and historic documents. And let's go to Joanne next in Mequon. Hello, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge collection of autographs. My father was ill, 55 years ago. And during his recuperation period, my mother wanted him out of her hair, so he started collecting autographs.
Uh-huh.
He did, and he never stopped collecting them, and he lectured on them and displayed them and so forth. So I have thousands of autographs, and I feel that they should not be just kept in airtight containers. And I was wondering if you have anybody in the Milwaukee area that could help them get on to your auction site, or how do you do that?
Well, if you go to our website or you know, call or email me directly, and I'd be delighted to help you. It's not uncommon. I've dealt with a number of people who have inherited large collections of autographs, and that were, you know, that were collected during the period of time that I'm sure your dad collected autographs. And generally, what I recommend people do is consign them to a dealer for auction. And most dealers charge a commission of 10% on the price that is fetched for autographs. But, you know, and with an online auction and so forth, you know, typically I produce a catalog that we send to 7,000 customers, and work through an autograph dealer is what I would suggest.
And you can find that at Universal Autograph Collectors Club and see what fits for you.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your call. As we continue talking with Dan Rowe, let's go next to Barrett in Heartland. And Barrett, what's on your mind?
Hey, Barrett.
Hello. I was wondering, I have a letter that's signed by General MacArthur.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if that has any kind of monetary value or should just be, you know, left where it is, which is in a bank box. I found it in a used book at a used book sale.
Isn't that interesting?
About 35 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have it here, but I do remember that the letter had a lot of flags on it, and it says something like the Allied Command something or other. And it was written shortly after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter itself is not really exciting. All he's doing is declining an invitation
mm-hmm.
that he had received from a Wisconsin veterans group.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried at the time to find somebody with a name on it and anything I found in the address on the letter, but I was not able to contact anybody or find anybody, you know, that it was written to. So I just put it in a bank box.
Well, MacArthur is also very collectible, and his letters typically sell for, you know, $200 to $300, depending on condition and content. But you raise an important point during your observations. I mean, if it were written during the war, it would have greater value. If the letter itself had interesting content, that adds value. So, in addition to the signature, so much is dictated by, you know, what's in the letter and the condition of the letter and the timing of the letter and so forth. But MacArthur is there are a lot of people collect military autographs, and MacArthur is very desirable.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I could do with it. Do I go to some place where they buy these letters, or...
Well, if you wish to contact me, I would be more than happy to help you dispose of it.
And they can do that at info@thewrittenwordautographs.com, can they not?
That's correct, Jim.
And your telephone number for people who are not on the Internet would be?
It's area code 603-323-7563.
603-323-7563.
Correct.
All right, Barrett, good luck to you in your search for an answer. Jeff in Eau Claire is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Jeff.
I'm glad I happened upon this program by chance, because I've had a burning question in my mind for since I've gotten this baseball, another baseball question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a baseball that dates back to the late 1950s Milwaukee Braves team. And I guess one of my relatives caught it. He was an usher at the County Stadium. He caught it on a ground rule double. And after the game, he went down and had it signed by most of the baseball stars. And he's got Warren Spahn and Eddie Matthews and Del Crandall and Hank Aaron and things like that. But unfortunately, my grandfather, he thought he was doing something to preserve the baseball, and you probably heard this before.
He shellacked it, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And my question is, what is shellac, for one thing? I don't know what that is. And the second thing is that something that can be restored? And if so, would it be worthwhile to do that?
It probably wouldn't be worth the price of restoring it. And shellac is really a wood preservative, and it's not. And a lot of people, you know, put shellac on baseballs to keep the signatures from fading, and it does keep the signatures from fading, but it also yellows the baseball, unfortunately. So it diminishes the value somewhat, but not a great deal. And
do you think it's worth something?
Oh, I think it probably is. What year was it?
1957.
And that was the World Championship year, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Well, particularly since it was a championship team ball, and some of the names that you mentioned are key names, you know, Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews and Spahn and other Hall of Famers. So, yeah, I should think even with the shellac, unless it's badly yellowed and damaged, you know, the ball should be worth a couple of $100.
How should I care for it in the meantime? I mean, how should I store it?
You know, they sell plexiglass cubes that people display baseballs in, and you can find those in any baseball card shop or memorabilia store. And I'd buy one and put it in that, and you know, the shellac, once if that's exposed to sunlight, it just turns the ball, it makes the ball yellow more. So I wouldn't expose it to light, but that's a good way to keep it.
Okay, I appreciate the information.
All right,
you're
Jeff,
welcome.
Thank you very much for the call. If you'd like to join in, the number is 1-800-642-1234. We're talking with Dan Rowe of Tamworth, New Hampshire, owner of The Written Word Autographs. You can find out what they do by going online at thewrittenwordautographs.com. Brad in Decorah, Iowa is next. Hello, Brad.
Hi.
Hello, Brad.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I have a autograph picture from Jesse Owens.
Oh, wow.
Back in 78, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was sponsoring a track meet in Chicago that I happened to be at, and I got a picture that says, Brad, all my best, Jesse Owens. It was kind of neat.
Brad, what image is it? Is it during the Olympics, or is it a more later age image?
Later age.
Okay. I sell those for between $100 and $200.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it would be kind of hard to get rid of, but it's a sentimental value. I've even got a picture of me and him standing together with the autograph picture together. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that's slick. Yeah, that is neat. Yeah.
Brad, thanks very much for your call and your observations there. Let's go to Mark in Madison. Mark, what can we do for you?
Yeah, hi. Got an autographed picture of Babe Ruth. And the picture is sort of interesting because my uncle, who was a makeup artist in Hollywood, was applying makeup to Babe's face. He had pretty severe acne, and at times
uh-huh.
was embarrassed about going out in public. And so Uncle Mel had developed this makeup, and there's this picture of Babe holding a mirror, looking at his face in a gown, and Uncle Mel applying the makeup to his face.
Oh, wow.
That's something to the effect of, many thanks, your friend Babe Ruth.
Well, that's quite valuable. There are certain personalities, and Babe Ruth being one, who is a very gracious signer, and there are a lot of Babe Ruth signatures out there, so there's not a scarcity of his material. But signed photographs of Babe Ruth, I've seen them sell for as much as $10,000.
Wow.
So it's quite valuable. And again, a lot depends on the condition and so forth, as I've said before. But individual signed baseballs and signed Babe Ruth photographs are very desirable.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Mark, good luck to you. And let's try Tim in Baraboo. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Years ago, I had purchased a book that was wrote by Johnny Cash in the, I believe, in the early 80s. It's called The Man in White. And anyway, I had taken it to a concert quite a few years ago, probably 10 to 15 years ago, and got his autograph.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of always been curious as to kind of an approximate value of that.
Oh, I would say $100 or so.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Tim, go back to work. There's no retirement for you. Sarah in Price County, let's go to you and see what's on your mind.
Yes, we have a honorable discharge certificate from the Civil War signed by Abraham Lincoln, presumably, or a secretary. I'm not interested in the value. I'm interested in whether or not it is worthwhile to authenticate it.
I would definitely think so. Lincoln's signature... there are three presidents, Lincoln, Washington, and Jefferson, whose signatures are very valuable, very collectible. And if your Civil War document is authentically signed by Abe Lincoln, it could be quite valuable. And I think it would be well worth having somebody authenticated, if for no other reason than for insurance purposes.
And would that be through you, or would that be through a museum or historical society?
Well, an autograph dealer would be a place to start, and we've mentioned before the UACC, and they would certainly be happy to look at it, as I would. But it's something that could be quite valuable, and as I say, for insurance purposes, you should probably know what value to assign to it.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah, good luck to you. Thanks very much for the call. We continue talking with Dan Rowe of Tamworth, New Hampshire, owner of the Written Word Autographs. He conducts online auctions and has one coming up in September. And you can go to the website for more information. You'll see the results of the June 27th, 28th auction, promised in about 10 days. And then continue to watch, because there will be an online auction coming up in September. Those got to be a lot of fun.
Well, it is, Jim, and I'm amazed by the people in your listening area have some wonderful autographs.
Mm-hmm. They do indeed. Let's try Dan in Clintonville next. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, what I have is when I was a kid, I was at the 67 Packer Bear game, back when the Packers and the Bears used to play three times a year. And at the old Lambeau, you could sit right out there, and both teams came out the same door. And I have one of the original, basically one of those depth charts from the TV camera that used to be sit in front of our seats.
Uh-huh.
And what I got was 27 different players, and I realized that I got 14 Hall of Famers on that depth chart. The Packers were on one side, the Bears were on the other, and, of course, I got George Halas as well. And I'm just wondering if that's worth anything.
Oh, absolutely. Again, depending on what kind of condition it's in, but it's a great association because, you know, the Bears, is, I don't have to tell you, the Bears and the Packers is kind of the legendary franchises, and they had legendary battles between the two teams. And to get that combination of signatures on one document would be quite desirable for a sports collector.
Okay, well, I put it in one of those two-sided frames so you could read both sides, but I'm just wondering, is there any other way to protect it?
You know, I usually advise the people to put things like that in acid-free materials and don't have it exposed to the light, as we said before. If you want to have it on a wall, you can have digital pictures made of it that look as much like the original as the original, and display those and keep the original away from light in a drawer someplace.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help.
All right, Dan.
Well, neat item, Dan.
Thanks for the call. Very unusual. Let's try Dolores in Spooner. Dolores, what can we do for you?
Hi. I have a copy. No, I don't have a copy. I have the original of my grandfather's discharge papers from the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered if that is of any value.
They're fairly common. You know, I'm sure it's something that would have far greater value to you and your family than it would on the open market, because discharge papers, a lot of men served in the Civil War, and there are a lot of discharge papers issued, and a lot of them have survived. So, you know, they individually don't have a great deal of value, but I should think it has a great deal of sentimental value simply because it's a member of your family.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I gave it to our son, and I just wondered if he would have any value to it other than the fact that it's his great-grandfather. And I thought because of the Civil War.
Well, they don't have a lot of monetary value, you know, $50 or so. And it would seem to me that it probably has far, far greater value just because of the relationship with your great-grandfather.
Dolores, thanks for the call, and good luck to you. Let's try Ruth in Madison next. Hello, Ruth.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a autograph of John F. Kennedy on a piece of campaign literature.
Uh-huh. Is that something you got yourself?
Yes.
Again, that's a very desirable autograph, you know, and particularly with the Association of Wisconsin, because it was such an important primary in that particular presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy's signatures on something of that sort, you should expect to get $1,000 for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Ruth. Made your day for you. And Mike in La Crosse, let's get you in. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
I have got some autographs here of some of the big band leaders I've been kind of passed down from me over the years, like Glenn Miller and Lesnar Yalgart, Artie Shaw, that type of thing. Are they collectible?
Yes, they are. You know, and are they signed together or are they signed individually?
They're all individual. Some are on the Knights posters that they would have played at the auditorium. Some are just on a piece of paper, all kinds of different things.
You know, without seeing them, it's very hard to tell you what the value is. But broadly speaking, yes, they're valuable, and yes, people collect big band leaders and celebrities during that era. So, yeah, they would definitely have value.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right,
you're
thank you very much for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Someone has a program from a Jefferson Jackson Day dinner from the 1960s, signed by Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson, Bill Proxmire, the former Senator Gaylord Nelson. Does that have value?
Again, any president's signature has value, Jim, and that's a neat association piece, and most certainly that. Lyndon Johnson's signature typically sells for a couple of $100s, and I would price that in that range.
All right. It's been a lot of fun talking with you, Dan. We appreciate taking time, and we'll look forward to the next online auction in September, and people can keep watch at thewrittenwordautographs.com and find out what's going on.
Jim, you're welcome, and thank you so much for inviting me on.
Glad to. Dan Rowe, owner of the Written Word Autographs. If you would like, his number is 603-323-7563. Thanks to Sarah Carroll for on-air production. Tomorrow, ferryboat operator Richard Purinton of Washington Island talks about his journal, Words on Water. And then Lexi Clinton and Andy Hall of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism on High-Speed Rail in Wisconsin. I'm Jim Packard. Thanks for listening.